This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. The Canadian government has again promised to end boil water advisories in First Nations communities. As Dan Karpinchuk reports, the latest commitment has no timeline for when that would happen.
There are still 58 active boil water advisories in 38 First Nations reserves across Canada, and the Liberal government of Prime Minister Justin Trudeau will not achieve its goal of lifting all advisories by this month, a promise made by Trudeau within 5 years of his taking office. Now Indigenous Services Minister Mark Miller has recommitted the federal government to end the advisories and ensure clean tap water for all First Nations communities. Miller says it remains a top government priority and it will be fulfilled, and First Nations will see that.
They also need to see the commitment, and this is something that I will be doing in terms of speaking to community leadership with water advisory still in place. They'll get a letter that reinforces our commitment and the long-term commitment of the Government of Canada to them, because that is always an open question and it needs to be addressed for people to have that confidence. And in terms of our work with the community, they need to know that we're relentless in getting it done.
Miller also unveiled the launch of a new website that would track the government's progress. He says a First Nations community with a long-term drinking water advisory will have its own webpage that details a plan and progress report. Ottawa has committed $3.5 billion to address long-term drinking water advisories. But some critics say a website is not a strategy or a solution, adding there should be a specific date for lifting all advisories. For National Native News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk.
The Cherokee Nation released a statement Thursday ensuring its work on criminal justice following an Oklahoma Court of Criminal Appeals ruling, which dismissed criminal charges in a case and will likely lead to the dismissal of other cases on Cherokee land. After last year's U.S. Supreme Court McGirt decision affirming reservation of the Muscogee Creek Nation and ultimately other tribes, the Cherokee Nation in a statement said it's been hard at work to strengthen its justice system and protect citizens while fully preserving tribal sovereignty. Cherokee Nation Attorney General Sarah Hill says when cases are dismissed, it will not mean defendants walk free, as cases are filed in tribal court and others refiled with the U.S. Attorney's Office. Meanwhile, Chickasaw Nation Governor Bill Anitubby issued a proclamation in response to Thursday's ruling by the Oklahoma Court of Criminal Appeals in a case which formalizes Chickasaw Nation and federal jurisdiction over crimes involving American Indians within Chickasaw territory. Brian Brazier has more.
In his proclamation, Governor Anitubby stated, "The rulings affirm what we have always known. The Chickasaw people continue, and so too does our treaty homeland." Governor Anitubby stressed the importance of tribal, state, and federal governments working together as the Chickasaw Nation assumes additional criminal justice responsibilities. In related executive orders, Governor Anitubby outlined the methods by which the Chickasaw Nation will enhance their criminal code, expand the court system, and reinforce relationships with federal, state, and local law enforcement agencies to ensure that law and order are maintained in the Chickasaw Nation. Governor Anitubby stated, "We have a long history of working closely with the state of Oklahoma to address significant challenges and develop solutions for the benefit of all Oklahomans. We look forward to working together on this issue in a manner that respects tribal, state, and federal sovereignty." Reporting from the Chickasaw Nation, I'm Brian Brazier.
The U.S. Senate voted Thursday to move forward with the nomination of Deb Haaland for Secretary of the Interior. Supporters took to the Senate floor touting Haaland's bipartisan work as a congresswoman and knowledge of Indian country as qualifications to lead the agency, while those in opposition voiced concerns about the oil and gas industry. The Senate voted to limit debate and advance the nomination for a final vote on Monday. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by the Center for Indigenous Cancer Research at Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center, dedicated to cancer research, medicine, and cancer care for Indigenous population. A no-charge online risk assessment tool is available at roswellpark.org/assessme.
For Native Americans affected by domestic violence, the Strong Hearts Native Helpline offers peer-to-peer support and resources. It's safe, confidential, and toll-free at 844-7-NATIVE. Program support by the National Indigenous Women's Resource Center.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.